Unicorn, unicorn, unicorn. You are listening to a proper Uncut Gems podcast, Patreon exclusive, Steven Soderbergh shallow cut episode for January 2024, and you are hanging out with us two handsome lads. And my name's Randy.
Like, you sound like Michael Caine in the 70s.
Right on. Then I sort of got it.
My name is Jason Statham.
No, as my name is Jakob, and I'm again flabbergasted at the sort of like linguistical dialectical things. It's amazing.
I needed a moment to get there.
I'm about to get naked.
Oh, and that's the one accent I feel like I can drift into, my West Virginia. Anyway.
No, you think like when you went into the my name, that was just proper Cockney. That was good.
My name is Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
I worked in that for all of like 90 seconds earlier today. All right.
It's very nasally. Like Michael Caine is strange because it's very nasally. I can't do him very well, but you know, like I've tried.
Okay.
Can do a generic Russian, if you please.
Nice. So I don't know if I can do that one. Anyway, before we get started wholesale on today's mission, it's the first Patreon release of 2024. So to all of our listeners and our subscribers, I just want to take a moment to say Happy New Year to all of you and thank you very much. Your support means an awful lot to us, and we hope you had a wonderful holiday season. And we also hope that that carries into 2024, because you do. You mean a lot to us. So, and a reminder, if you're listening to our show on our main feed, this audio is going to disappear. It's going to cut off after 15 minutes. But don't worry, you can catch the rest of the episode at our Patreon, www.patreon.com/uncutgemspod. Sign up and you'll find this recording here in its entirety, plus lots and lots of other movie conversations. We've got main show tie-ins. We have a full David Lynch marathon from 2022. And I'm pleased to announce we now have a full John Cassavetes marathon from 2023.
Boom.
Woo! That's an exciting announcement. That was really...
I'm going to come.
That was fun to mention. Now, later this month, we're beginning a brand new auteur marathon. In 2024, we are going to have monthly discussions planned, 10 of them at least, from a new auteur. We'll be talking about the cinema of Catherine Bigelow.
So, big and low, baby.
Big and low. So as far as the tie-ins go, our main show theme is connected to Liam Neeson, Liam Neeson's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So in a couple weeks here on Patreon, we will be talking about Taken. Today, we have a very special episode for you. We are concluding our series of Steven Soderbergh shallow cuts. We've talked about all of his better known films here in Patreon in 2023. And I sort of chuckle because the last couple months, it's probably hard to say that we've covered his better known films here on Patreon.
This kind of went off the rails eventually because it started so well.
It just started
like the traffics and everything. And now
exactly.
It's like high flying bird.
High flying bird and no sudden move. But anyway, mostly I think we did okay.
No sudden death. It's no sudden death.
Wait, but meanwhile, on the main show, we did all of Soderbergh's lesser known films. We just wrapped our last deep cut episode. Last week, we released our episode discussing Kimmy.
I'm here.
Nice. And you did that flawlessly, I'm going to say, last week. And you're still on it. It's like you've been programmed.
I just have a finger on the trigger for this because I knew you were going to mention Kimmy.
I'm here.
Well done. Oh, yeah. Who's the conditioned dog? You're just like, who's the conditioning experiment? The dog?
Oh, Pavlov.
Pavlov.
There you go.
Pavlov's dog. There's no bell. Just whenever you mention Kimmy.
I'm here.
Perfect. Anyway, in a couple days from the release of this Patreon episode on our main show, we're going to have a very special episode. It's an extra bonus episode. We're calling it episode 154.5, and we're going to be talking about Steven Soderbergh's two Spalding Gray films, and we're also going to be wrapping up our final thoughts on our Soderbergh journey from 2023. So that's coming in a couple days' time. But in order to wrap up his filmography, we have to get through today's work. So today, here on Patreon, we are ringing in the new year and discussing our last Soderbergh shallow cut, his 34th and most recent feature film, Magic Mike's Last Dance.
What's up, bro? Two vodka sodas?
Two vodka sodas.
Yeah, looks good.
Hey, I know you. You went to State, right?
State? No, definitely not.
Huh. We've definitely met.
No, I don't know. Sorry. Okay.
Don't freak the guy out, huh?
I'm not. Holy shit, I got it. You really don't remember?
I don't know. Was it at my store?
No. You were a cop, right?
What's your name?
Kim.
Yeah, like way back in the day, yeah.
Magic Mike's Last Dance was a release from last year, around this time last year, actually. It's a 2023 release directed by our boy Steven Soderbergh. It's the editing and the cinematography were also done by Soderbergh. This film was written by Reed Carolan. May recognize that name, or you may remember us talking about Reed Carolan. He's Channing Tatum's producing partner. So he was involved with Magic Mike, and I think he was even had a producer's credit on a couple of the other Soderbergh starring Tatum. This film is produced by Channing Tatum, Reed Carolan, Peter Kiernan, Gregory Jacobs is back, and Nick Wexler, I'm going to say.
Did Reed Carolan direct the one about the dog?
No, Channing Tatum directed that, as I recall, but Reed Carolan probably wrote it. I don't know. And he he's his sort of go-to. They're sort of they're good buddies.
No, he is. Directorial debut. Co-directed with Channing Tatum, so he has a credit.
Okay.
So the film is just called Dog, and I was just like, the one with the dog. I'm sorry. But anyway, so, I've derailed your opening.
No, while you're on that, so Tatum and Carolan were co-directors. I presume they were co-producers. What about the screenplay?
Carolan, he's written Dog, Magic Mike XXL, and Magic Mike. And Magic Mike's Last Dance, and Earth Made of Glass? And he's producer on everything.
But I'm wondering if Tatum had a writer's credit on Dog.
Oh, it's just the... screenplay, according to Wikipedia, so screenplay is just Reed Carolan and story by Reed Carolan and Brett Rodriguez.
Okay, fair enough. Which is the case in this film, Magic Mike's Last Dance, which I'm probably going to say Magic Mike's Last Stand all evening, but anyway. all right, so this film, Magic Mike's Last Dance, stars Channing Tatum, Salma Hayek-Pino, Ayub Khan Din and Jamelia George and a bunch of other people. And also, I should mention, we do have cameos from the Magic Mike strippers from the first couple films. So Joe Manganiello, Kevin Nash, Matt Bomer and Adam Rodriguez are all here in a little scene, which
I want to say 45 seconds on the Zoom call.
Probably get mentioned. Well, actually, it will. Spoilers, but it's definitely coming back later. Anyway, Magic Mike's Last Dance. Mike Jeffrey Lane, aka Magic Mike, after the events of the first two films, is no longer running his furniture store. He's now a bartender. He's working gigs for a catering company where he meets Maxandra, which is Salma Hayek. She's a frustrated, wealthy socialite who learns of his background as a stripper, and she offers to pay for one dance. Mike, though, says he doesn't dance anymore, but he gives her a lap dance anyway. And Maxandra...
Oh, he gives her more than a lap dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think
I think it's called, in the business, I think the technical term for what he gives her is a good dicking.
Dry humping.
I'm pretty sure this humping was nice and moist.
Yeah, and there's gymnastics involved and rhythmic dance. Anyway, Maxandra, great name. She's mesmerized by this.
Is it really a great name? I want to be called Alexandra. No, your name's Max. I know, says Channing. You kids, stop fighting. It's Maxandra.
She is so mesmerized by this lap dance rhythmic gymnastics routine. It's the lap dance of all lap dances, that she flies him away to her main home in London, because this all takes place in Miami so far. And she takes him to London the very next day, where she gives him a job to direct a musical dance review, even though there's no way Mike could possibly have a work visa. But she does it anyway.
He's doing it on a tourist visa under the radar, because they're billionaires, so they have probably paid off someone.
Something.
They don't need to.
A scene we don't get, he's there to work. Okay.
These billionaires, they just live by different rules, you know?
It's true.
Scandalous.
Okay. It seems like it's true. I wouldn't know. Anyway, she hires Mike to run this theater that's in her husband's family. She hires him to do this musical dance review with his special talents and background as a stripper and a male dancer. She does this solely to piss off her husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, or whatever he is. And that's our story, basically. Moving behind the scenes, a little bit of storytelling, I suppose, here. After Magic Mike 2, so Magic Mike XXL, after that made around 120 million worldwide, 67 or so in North America, Channing Tatum, Reed Carolan, and their former manager, Peter Kiernan, so he's one of the other producers here, under their co-owned production company, Free Association, they developed a Magic Mike live stage show. They approached Broadway promoters and venues with the idea, but they found that to do it on Broadway in New York, expectations and the format of the show, things were too rigid to go the Broadway route. So then they pitched their ideas to venues in Vegas, and then it happened. So there's a Magic Mike live show. It opened in 2017. It has since expanded to London and Berlin. You didn't happen to zip into London as research to check out this show as for research for this?
No comment. No. I think it would stick out like a sore thumb, right? Like just sitting there, just like, I'm not into Zion one bit. These people are sweaty and I don't appreciate these women screaming one bit.
Gross. Anyway.
Sickening.
There is also a packaged roadshow too, which travels around apparently. And this is something that Tatum, Carolan, and Kiernan created, and Channing Tatum and Reed Carolan, that's his first name? Yeah, Reed Carolan. They directed the original stage show themselves, along with help from the choreographers from the first two Magic Mike films. So Magic Mike Live has gone on to, I don't know if this is gross or net, but it has gone on to made some serious coin over the last 5 years. It's made $125 million. So
gross.
It's a whopping presence. In 2021, there was even a spinoff, Finding Magic Mike, a reality show competition in the United States, which is co-hosted by Adam Rodriguez, who is one of the dancers from the Magic Mike films, the first two. And I watched an episode of that, and it was gross. It was brutal. Anyway, this is all to say Magic Mike has become a multi-pronged, successful franchise, a property. So in the throes of the pandemic, someone hatched the idea for a Magic Mike 3. Reed Carolan went off to write it. Free Association, so the boys production company.
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.